Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Steve Sparks back here with National Lunch, everybody, and pleased to have Ron Washington, third base coach with the Oakland A's, to talk a little bit about infield. And Wash, what I'm thinking about is maybe there's a kid driving home from a game this afternoon or going to a game, and I want you to talk a little bit about infield. What makes a good infielder?
Balance. Being able to balance yourself, playing the ball off the center of your body. That's where your best balance is, in the middle of your body. Understand your spread, and what I mean is your spread is your width in which you catch the ball. Understanding that, if you understand that, everything falls into place. It's not as easy as I just said. It takes work, but if you got good balance and your hands work out in front of your eyes, not underneath your eyes, on either side, whether you're going one-handed to the glove side or you're going to the backhand, you always want to work the ball and glove and eyes together where the eyes always see the ball in the glove.
Talk about maintenance. You always talk about maintenance, and I see you out here all the time with guys, every single day with some of your infielders. Tell me about some of those drills and how important it is to do it every day.
Well, most of the drills we do for the maintenance part of it is making sure that their hands continue to be consistent. They use them where they're supposed to use them. That's what those drills do. And then once we finish with the hands, then we go to the feet. And, you know, and if the feet is working good, the hands are going to work good, and everything is going to stay stable. And that's why I come out every day, and that's what I do. I work the hands and then the feet.
What do you want your infielders to do, Wash, when the ball's getting into the hitting zone? Do you want them to hop, or some guys teach different methods? What do you like?
Well, I like whatever is more comfortable for the infielder. If jumping up, if hopping, or if just having a movement forward with a little skip, whatever makes you comfortable, swaying from side to side, not going any place, if that makes you comfortable, I'm good with that. But the thing is, everything has to be in sequence. The feet has to be down as the ball is contacting the bat.
Okay.
You can't be early or you can't be late. So you have to work on the sequences.
What gives you the softest hands on the backhand? Is it going toward the ball with your glove, or is it absorbing that baseball?
It's getting the glove out in front of your eyes and using your backside to push through the ball. That's what you do.
Backside meaning your legs.
Meaning your legs from the back leg and the position you in the back leg when you get ready to get the ball. The hands and the backside go at the same time, and you get through the baseball.
And through the years, I've seen you do these drills for a long time. Have you tweaked these drills through the years with the shifts and things like that where guys are coming at different angles, or is it applied the same way?
It's applied the same way. I've added some. You know, I got them on the knees, and I'm hitting them balls off the bat on the knees. Where all they got to do is work their hands, and I go front side, backhand, and right at them, and just concentrate on getting your glove out front of your eyes and pushing through the baseball, because all you got is your hands. And then once we put them on their feet, the same thing we just saw on the ground happens on the feet.
Last thing with Ron Washington, former manager of the Texas Rangers, by the way, and the most successful Ranger manager of all time. Would you like to get back into the game?
Definitely would.
As a manager?
Definitely would.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, I'm here in Oakland, and I'm trying to get Oakland back where they were when I was here before. And I'm enjoying this, but I definitely want to be in charge again, without a doubt.
I said the last thing. I got one more thing. You got hit with a liner coaching third base yesterday. You okay? Because some people were saying when you were 63, you may have gotten out of the way. Yesterday, you turned 64, maybe a step slower.
It's an 0-1 count to Burns. Smacked foul, and that hit Ron Washington, who goes down. Got him on the right leg. And hopefully Ron's okay. A's trainer out to take a look at him. As Ron's on his hands and knees, Bob Melvin right behind him. And Ron in a little bit of pain, as you could imagine. Really didn't have an opportunity to get out of the way of that foul ball.
It was a bullet over there.
It's his birthday, by the way, Ron Washington, born in 1952. Happy birthday with that bruise, Ron.
And he'll stay in the game, puts his batting helmet back on.
He'll never forget this day.
I could have been 25 and that would have caught me. There wasn't anything I could do about
that's
that.
Right.
The one thing I'm most happy about, it caught me in the fat part of my calf area. Yeah. And I know I don't have fat calves, but it did catch me in the fat part. And, you know, I'm a person that heal quick, and I don't bruise easily. And I'm from the old school. I was not going to leave that third base coaching box last night, even if I didn't get back in it today. But I wasn't coming out. And then I came out today. I did all my work, and I threw my BP. I'm good to go.
There you go. Ron Washington, thanks a lot for catching up.
You bet. Thank you.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.
Back, Robert Ford, joined by Rich Dower, Astros first base coach, also works with the infielders, and a lot of familiar faces on the infield this year for the Astros, especially up the middle. Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, now working together for a second year. And, I mean, just certainly watching from afar and talking with those two, it seems like they really communicate well, which is obviously very important for a double play combination.
Well, it's important. They're also real hardworking, and they also practice really hard at what they do, because they look at defensive just not just going out there with your glove, but, you know, giving us an opportunity to stay close in all the games. And they've done a great job, and the whole infield has been like that, where getting them to work hard has never been a problem. And, you know, now in the second year with, you know, the way we shift and go about things, these guys don't need to be told twice. I mean, you know, we go through the lineup one time, we know how to play people, we know what to give, what to take, and they don't forget it. It's really neat to work with.
Now, Altuve winning a gold glove last year, and Correa, shortstop, considered very good defensively. When you watch Correa this year compared to last year defensively, do you see anything differently? Do you see things he's improved?
Well, I think the knowledge of where to play the hitters. I mean, first of all, defense is all about, we try to be a step and a dive from every single ball that's hit on the ground. If a ball goes through the ground, infield on the ground, it's upsetting, because we feel like we should have somebody close by. His baseball instinct and his knowledge of the game is really picking up. Going back to Altuve, that's probably one of the greatest accomplishments, you know, in my career as a coach that I've seen. It's such a joy to see guys that when you get somewhere that's not known for their defense, that offense is their you know, first thing on the list. And he did such a great job last year, and set the tone, really, because he's like a quiet leader where he doesn't say a lot, you know, but the way he goes about his business makes everybody else a little better.
Tyler White, newcomer at first base, and I know coming into the spring training this year, I hadn't seen him play, and what I kept hearing about White, you know, good offensive player, maybe struggles defensively, but it looks like so far he's more than held his own over there at first base.
Yeah, he has done a great job, and he's a lot more athletic than you would think. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, he's like a Bagwell type guy. He's not tall, so he has to be pretty flexible, and he has to, you know, go after the errant throws. The game's faster up here than it is in the minor leagues, so you have to be prepared. What I really like is that he can get so far off the line at first base and still get back with pretty easy. So he creates we can close up the infield a lot more with him at first base.
Yeah, there are a lot more responsibilities for the first baseman now with all the shifting, and a lot of times with the right-handed hitter up, first baseman will be way off the line, way off the bag. So probably as this evolves with the shifting, probably need maybe a little bit more athleticism at first than maybe you did in the past, right?
When you got a guy like Correa, you know, throwing a ball from, you know, 90 to 100 miles an hour from shortstop, and you're on the run, you need to get there quick and be set up. And he's done a great job. I mean, there isn't any weaknesses that we have that we can't fix right away.
Rich Dower, Astros first base coach and infield coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Robert.